The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Evangelii dicta de Leonto Nostra Licta. One of the big points of the Magi coming from the east, you know, and having been called from the east by this, the signs they saw in the stars, is that two things. One, that in this case, God was willing to work with what imperfect information they had, right? So they had imperfect information, they had imperfect truth. They were recognizing that, you know, God's thumbprint is on creation. They're recognizing that stuff means stuff. They recognize the history as a point. There's these inklings, tiny little grasps of meaning and truth that they were able to get at. The stars are just balls of gas, though. They're just nuclear furnaces, you know, floating in the sky, right? They don't actually tell you the future in any way, shape, or form. But God was willing to work with their ignorance of that and to some degree threw them a bone so that they would be drawn to the real truth, the fullness of truth. Right? She was able to kind of, I know it's cliche, but, you know, kind of write straight with that crooked line of their paganism. Because by doing so, he opened up his relationship with humanity to all people. It wasn't just going to be, that's the, one of the great things of the New Covenant is that it's not ethnic, it's not tied to being Jewish. It's available to everybody. And also everyone, just like the Magi, they're called to it. They, you know, they've come to see the Messiah, and sort of more than a Messiah, more than just a great king, more than just the Jewish Christ, the Jewish Messiah. You know, they came with gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right? This recognition, even if they didn't understand why they were bringing what they were bringing, right? Gold to acknowledge the king, the frankincense to acknowledge the one who is the priest, altar, and God, you know, all in, and sacrifice all in one, and the myrrh for one who would accomplish all this by dying. Myrrh's ancient, you know, embalming spices. So in all these bits of providence, God is calling them from where they are to where they need to be, where all people need to be. It's a good lesson for us to recognize that there, yes, there are people who believe different things in the world. And it may be, like I was telling the kids in the philosophy class on Friday, it may be that if you throw a basketball over the over your back, you might actually hit the hoop. But it doesn't mean you actually shot a basket, right? It doesn't mean you actually are doing it properly. It's just by happenstance, you by just not dumb luck, but just because you did, in fact, do the action correctly. But that's not actually how you play the game, right? That's not actually playing basketball. That's a trick, right? That's a fluke. So too, those who do not have the fullness of truth in Jesus Christ, there may be times when they do have some access to the truth, bits of the truth, slivers of the truth, little glimpses in the darkness, little brushes against God, without full sight. Maybe even dim but not sufficient light, or maybe even almost all the light but not quite all the light. And so we can't say that other people's beliefs are totally worthless, but they aren't sufficient to save anybody. You could be a extraordinarily earnest pagan. Your paganism will never save you. Jesus Christ is the only hope of humanity, period. Even those who are invincibly ignorant and we entrust to the mercy of God, knowing that He's not going to, or trusting that He's not going to judge people according to things they didn't know, right? So a virtuous pagan standing before the judgment of God, isn't without hope, isn't just automatically being, chucked into the pit, right? It could be, and we trust that God will be just to that person. But even in such a case, the grace that God would apply to save a pagan who stands before Him and recognizes Him and loves Him, the grace that would save him would still be through Jesus Christ, mediated through the church He founded. There is no other path to salvation than Jesus Christ and the one sacrament of salvation in the world, which is His one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Again, those who aren't card-carrying members, again, they it's not that we despair of them or look down on them even. We're calling everyone to the fullness of truth because any insufficient truth, any lack of truth isn't enough to save you. Again, it may be that God, in His mercy and His love and in His goodness, will look upon someone who, when they see Him, I would imagine it this way, like if someone who has any lesser degree of truth than the fullness stands before God and recognizes and loves Him, God will honor that. The question is, how much can anything but the fullness of truth put you in that state of encountering the great and terrible judge and have your response be love rather than terror? There's always going to be fear of God, I suppose, in your judgment, but the fundamental thing is love. But that's what the Magi all represent. The Magi represent that every person, not just that every person is welcome into the covenant with God in Jesus Christ. Not just that everyone's welcome. Hey, you don't have to be a Jew anymore. Everyone's welcome. No, it's more than that. It's that everyone, therefore, is called to it. Everyone is required to accept it. Those who know through no fault of their own don't know there is something to accept. We trust that God will do what's right by them. Those who perhaps don't fully understand that what's being offered is the one way, the one truth, the one life. Okay, well, again, God's just. He's fair. He's not going to do wrong by people. But if someone thinks that, well, you have your way to God and I have my way to God, it's not that, well, you disagree with me. Well, I just, we just have a different views on things. Whoops, we have different views. No, one of us is wrong. And whoever is wrong needs to change their opinion. Because a lie, even a polite lie, cannot save anyone.